Hello, and welcome to the CWF Gamecast. I'm your host, Raven, and today is Thursday, January 3rd, 2008. I want to welcome all of you and wish you all a very happy new year on behalf of the CWF Gamecast. Today is a very frigid day here in New England. Temperatures are down in the single digits and supposed to be dropping into negative numbers. So if you're out and about, be sure to bundle up. But, you know, why would you? Because you can have plenty of fun inside gaming today. And, of course, listening to the CWF Gamecast. On today's show, we're going to be discussing our response to some comments made about the show on iTunes, and we're also going to be discussing a huge apocalypse event at Battleground Games in Abington, Massachusetts. As always, our website is wargamingforums.com. That's www.wargamingforums.com. And you can find all sorts of information there, from our monthly newsletter to blog articles, of course, the podcast, show notes, and much more. But we actually just want to start off by getting right into it, because we're going to do something that we hate to do, and in addressing our response to iTunes comments, we're actually going to read, more or less, a blog article that I had written the other day when I had actually gotten around to being able to read the comments made about us on iTunes and being able to respond to them. I had seen one of the comments quite a while ago from a user calling themselves That70sGamer, and just recently I came across another comment by someone named Scoper22. I had read their comments, and I actually want to start off by thanking both of them, because, as we always say, your comments and suggestions and feedback make the show as good as it can be. If you guys don't tell us what we're doing wrong, what you like, what you don't like, your favorite part, whatever, we don't know what we should continue to do and what we shouldn't. It's more difficult for us to make the show that much better. And if it's not better, why would you want to listen to it? You wouldn't, right? So your interaction with us makes it possible for you to have a better listening experience to the podcast. And these two people, they went out on a limb. They posted some comments publicly on iTunes for the entire world to see. And, you know, that takes a lot of guts. And I applaud you for that. So I want to give you two thumbs up for getting involved and taking the time to go ahead and do that. In case you don't know, iTunes allows people who listen to music or whatever to post comments about what you're buying in the iTunes music store. So if you're downloading a movie or a TV series, some music, or our podcast, you can be able to leave some comments. That way you can guide other people who are thinking about downloading what you did. And, you know, whatever you say, you might be able to get someone else to either download or not download it. And it's kind of a great way to help other people out. And, you know, people should take the comments really seriously. They can be a great help. It's a really good feature for iTunes. And, you know, in addition to posting the comments, you can also rate the podcast or whatever it is. These two people, in addition to writing the comments, rated us. And between the two of them, we have a combined rating of 3.5 stars. To get into a little math, nothing heavy though, but in a little math, if you were to take that 3.5 stars and turn it into a grade, that's like a C+ or B-. Or for those of us here in the U.S. who are used to the inevitable grade point average, the podcast has a GPA of 2.5. You know, I think that's not too bad for, you know, a guy, me, just talking about gaming based on my experiences and that those are my friends. You know, I'll take that any day. I used to have a teacher in high school who would say, hey, if you did the work and you just weren't quite there, but you're trying really hard and you get good content and you're willing to go all the way and you're improving, she'd give you a gentleman C. Well, 2.5, that's like a B-. That's better than a gentleman C. So I'm very proud of my 2.5 GPA for the podcast, and we're going to work harder every single episode to make the podcast better. And, you know, hopefully those 3.5 stars will climb up. Maybe we'll get 4 stars, 4.5, whatever, you know? But the point is, we're here to have fun, and we hope you're having fun too, and just want to talk about gaming. So as I said, these two individuals, they left some comments, and it was a while for me to be able to address them, and they deserve to be addressed, because your feedback shouldn't be ignored. I always hate when, you know, you're giving feedback to a show or a company or whatever, and they're like, we can't guarantee any individual response because of the volume of our mail or whatever. And I'm not guaranteeing an individual response either, but I am guaranteeing that I will respond to what you're saying. So you can be sure that if you're going to leave comments on iTunes, or you're going to leave comments on a blog or email us or whatever, that we'll read them, a real person will read them, and that we're going to respond to you, whether we do it in a podcast or on the blog or an individual email or something. You'll get a response from us. I need to apologize to both That 70s Gamer and Scoper 22 because it took me so long in replying. Originally, I wanted to do a response via a podcast, and as you long-term listeners will know, it's been quite a while since I was without a computer that was able to podcast. My old machine died, and I was using an old G4 from a friend, and for some reason, it wouldn't podcast for me. I'm not sure why, but the podcast was down and effectively dead for quite a while. It was a very lengthy hiatus. We just came back last week with our most recent podcast, and I think it went very well. Haven't heard back from anyone, but, you know, hopefully, as we do more podcasts, you'll find these older ones and get involved with them and give us some responses. But anyway, now that the podcast is back and operational, I'm going to just go ahead and respond. I already did a response to the comments on the blog, and I figured, you know, not everyone's reading the blog, and, you know, that's okay, because that's why the podcast is here. So for those of you who just listen to the podcast, and for those of you like Scoper 22 and That 70s Gamer, this is a chance for you to hear CWF Gamecast's take on these comments. And I'm hoping that both Scoper 22 and That 70s Gamer still listen to the podcast, or at least will see that we're making a response and will listen to this episode, because they both deserve to hear what I have to say and to know how their responses are being taken. So I just want to say that if anyone out there happens to know either one of these people, please, I'm begging you to let them know that this response is out here, to give them my personal thanks and appreciation for them taking the time to submit their comments. Anyway, just to get right into the comments, there's a couple, there's these two individual comments, and I, you know, reprinted them in the blog. And I don't want to, but I will actually read them word for word on the podcast. First one, or at least what I believe the first one was from That 70s Gamer. And he said, if you play tabletop war games, this is a must to subscribe simply because it's the only podcast of the subject. The host is good at representing his information, but is not very good at speaking. It's hard to describe, but if you've told a long story, you might remember having to stop and breathe just shortly, but the host is doing this and it's kind of distracting. I retrieved that originally on 12/30/07, and I'm just letting you know that, so you know that if it's different or not something that you had seen, that's how it was when I got to it. So, actually, to get to my response on it, you know, it's criticism, but it's constructive criticism. And when I create my podcast, I was actually kind of surprised when I originally did it that nothing else on the subject existed. So that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to get this podcast out there. You know, tabletop gaming is a huge section of the whole gaming hobby. And there was no content whatsoever about it on iTunes or whatever. You know, now you got podcasts like The Drop Podcast and Podhammer, and then you got Meeples and Miniatures. I was going to say Meeples and Minis, and then I was like, no, their real name is Meeples and Miniatures. Use the real name. So, you know, giving them plugs. But those are just a couple that I listen to. And, you know, every podcast has strengths and weaknesses, and no matter what, you should check out the podcasts and give them a chance to see how they grow and, you know, subscribe to them and get involved. I work really hard to present whatever information I have at hand and to fact check it to make sure that it's as accurate as possible. So whenever I can, I also try to provide any supporting information or resources that you might want to access. I usually post that in the show notes, which is on the blog, and I'll try to verbally say it as well in the podcast. And I really appreciated that 70s Gamer noted and recognized that hard work. I get very excited about gaming, and I confer with a lot of my friends and owners of people who own friendly local gaming stores nearby. Whenever I'm going to post about something really important or do a podcast about it, so that way I can kind of get some feedback from them and find out the 411 on what's going on. As I said, his comment is constructive and criticism and constructive criticism at the same time. I'm totally embracing the entire thing. I know that in at least a few of my podcasts, I have, and I probably will continue to, pause to catch my breath. Unfortunately, I have a medical condition that causes me to have a shortness of breath, I have tightened airways, I can't always breathe all the time, and living in Massachusetts, I just have this manner of talking really fast and in a rush, especially when I'm talking about something that I care a lot about. I don't have any formal training in speech, and I kind of wish back in college I actually took that public speaking class, which would have helped. But I'm an elected official, so I have to speak a lot, to groups and people and in public, and I kind of have my way of speaking. So people kind of used to it, but that doesn't excuse my inability to get through without pausing all the time. I do just want to say that I'm trying to be more careful and meticulous in my speech, and I'm pledging to do my best to not only speak slower, but more clearly and with less pauses, rather. And then, if I notice any errors, I'm going to try to do my best in post-production to clean that up as much as possible. So that's 70s Gamer. If you're still listening, and I hope you are, I hope you're going to give us another try. And I'm really hoping to get some more feedback from you. Don't ever hesitate, you or anyone else, to send emails or leave comments in iTunes or the blog about a podcast. As always, your feedback's essential to this show. I know that's kind of a mouthful, and still get a response to Scooper 22. So he's the newest person that I had seen to leave a comment. He said, and I'm actually gonna try to say what I think he said because the grammar's not perfect, but what I believe he said was, "Hey, owner person in charge of this podcast, do you ever do any stuff on the Lord of the Rings strategy battle game from Games Workshop? Because you say you cover that kind of stuff, but you haven't seen any. But I haven't seen any. So if you could do that, would be awesome." Again, I want to thank you for your enthusiasm, and in particular for your enthusiasm for the Lord of the Rings game by Games Workshop. I really do believe the rules created for that game are incredible. The models are great, they're breathtaking. They're some of the nicest models I have ever seen. There are some posts on the blog about that game, and even some episodes of the podcast had briefly discussed it. Really, the only reason, well, the main reason at least, not the only, but the main reason I stopped discussing it is because I don't know anyone personally who plays it, and I never see it being played. Not in any of the stores I visit, any of the people I talk to. I just don't see it happening. And, I kind of had thought, because of that, that even though GW was continuing to pour out all these new releases, I thought that maybe the game, at least in my area, died. And as such, I thought, well, maybe it's not really being played anywhere else. And there's all these other games to talk about, and I only have so much time to deal with them. In case you don't know, the podcast on average runs about 30 minutes. About 5 minutes of that is, something other than me talking. It's usually music or introductions, theme songs, or whatever. We're going to have, at the end of this segment, my segment that I call Music to Game By. And that's going to be roughly like 4 minutes, I think, of music. So out of a 30-minute podcast, you end up with an average of 25 minutes of just talk. That allows me to cover very little, and there's so much to talk about. I try to talk about all sorts of games, and we try to cover everything from 40K, Fantasy Battles, Starship Troopers, War Machine, Hordes, Lord of the Rings, BFG, Mordheim, Epic, Necromunda, War Master, Blood Bowl, AT-43, Battlefield Evolution, Starship Troopers Evolution, all the collectible card games like Magic and Yu-Gi-Oh! And World of Warcraft, and then, of course, Confrontation, and then Axis and Allies card game, the WotC card game, Star Wars Minis, the D&D Minis, Halo Action Clicks, Horror Clicks, Hero Clicks, all sorts of board games from, Settlers of Catan to Carcassonne, Sid and Ducks, Apples to Apples, Starfarers and Photo Contraption, etc. Woo! And that's just to name a few. So, just using the ones I had just mentioned, and if I'm just kind of lumping all the board games together, I'd only be able to spend like 55 seconds per title per podcast. That's like enough time to say the name in a quick headline and, just like a brief blurb, like not even able to get into anything. And I don't want to just give you headlines and stuff. You can get headlines just by surfing the net. You can go to Google or whatever and just find all the headlines you want. I'm trying to give you some real content too. And I try to divide the show up to cover two or three main issues every podcast. So sometimes that means I'm not going to be able to discuss a game in a podcast, and sometimes it's going to be left on the drawing board until the next time, or it might take a while for me to get to it. That unfortunately has happened with The Lord of the Rings, and thankfully I have the blog going too, because the blog gives me the freedom where I can spend more ink, so to speak, on issues that I don't always get to talk about in the podcast. And on the blog, you're going to find a lot more content on Lord of the Rings. Most common stuff you're going to find are new releases. I try to post pics of like the new books, the new models, that kind of stuff. And you're also going to find me mention content rather from like White Dwarf, And in particular, White Dwarf issue 336, it's the January 08 issue, has some pretty nice new stuff for Lord of the Rings. So when I get my content up about the new White Dwarf, you'll be able to find out exactly where in the issue the Lord of the Rings stuff is, and you'll be able to how to get into that. But anyway, I'm going to try to do my best to at least mention Lord of the Rings in the podcast and in the show notes, and, you know, mention whenever it's on the blog by mentioning it in the podcast. Plus, something that everyone may not know is every month, and this is something I started a little while ago, I was sending out a newsletter, a monthly newsletter. It's called the CWF Gamecast, and it kind of just rounds up everything that happens on the blog and the podcast. And you can subscribe to it by going to our show notes, and you'll find out how. But anyway, this has been a really lengthy section, and I've been talking for a long time. So I need to end this section now so we can get on to the rest of the show. But I do want to take the time again to thank That70s Gamer and Scopa22 once again for rating the podcast and leaving a comment in iTunes. You know, everyone who uses iTunes can rate us and leave a comment about us. But everyone, no matter how you listen to us, can leave comments on the blog or email us our thoughts. As I always say, we really do love getting your feedback, and it makes the podcast and the blog much better. So without you, it's just me talking for, well, just me talking for however long it is. So at this time, we're going to take a break and go into our next segment. Sorry about that. We're going to go into our next segment called Music to Game By, where you're going to be able to listen to First Date by Dinko Jones. Really good song. It's pod-safe music. It's good music. So be sure to listen to it, and I hope you enjoy it. And then when the song's over, we'll be back to discuss the big 40K Apocalypse Mega Battle at Battleground Games. Here we go to First Date by Dinko Jones.
First Date, electricity. When you walk in, you suck my circuitry. Back it up with attitude. When people sweat it out, you always play it cool. I think I know you. Chunk and don't jet. Get your quick fix in my car. You got a sweet tooth and I'm your chocolate bar. Question. Do you kiss on the first date? Cause I do.
welcome back. I hope you enjoyed First Date by Denko Jones. As I said, the next segment of our podcast is about the Big 40K Apocalypse Mega Battle at Battleground Games. For those of you who don't know, which I would imagine is a lot of you, this event is going to be taking place this Saturday, January 5th, starting at 10 a.m., and it's happening at Battleground Games in Abington, Mass. Apocalypse came out a little while ago. It's a way to make 40K even bigger and better. You can take anything from, you know, your standard Imperial Guardsmen all the way up to Forge World products. You can bring in Necron Pylons and Bane Blades, and the GW released a new Bane Blade plastic kit, and just all sorts of craziness. Battleground Games is planning to have tons and tons of people playing. I was there last night, and they just finished the new table that they put together for it. It is incredible. The game is going to be basically Imperium, or good guys, so to speak, versus Chaos, or bad guys, so to speak. And it's already all full up, so unfortunately you can't get a spot to play in it because there was pre-registration for this, which makes sense. But everyone who's playing, I believe there's 24 players, each person gets 3,000 points of models to bring. So you're going to be seeing hordes of Baneblades and Terminators and even a Thunderhawk, courtesy of a friend of mine, Steve. And the game's going to be really, really cool. It's going to be this huge event, and it's starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, as I said. And it's expected to go until like 10 or 11 at night. It's just going to be so much carnage and just a lot of fun. A great way to get together, meet some new gamers, hang out with people you've hung out before, and, you know, just see 40K in action. It's going to be just really good, too, because I've been able to see how this has brought gamers together. On the Chaos team, so to speak, they're people who, you know, they're friendly. It's not like they hate each other or whatever, but they've gotten so much closer because of this. And even like the Imperium side, where they're a lot more friendly and they've known each other longer, like everyone's just kind of coming more closer. Gaming is more than just getting together and playing some games and, you know, blowing up some crap. It's people getting together. It's a community. And, you know, you form new friendships and you meet new people. Through gaming at Battleground, you know, I was able to become closer friends with my friend Murph, because I met him through my friend Steve, and Steve introduced me to Battleground. And I met, like, tons of great people. I, of course, met the owner, Derek, and people who work for him, his mom, and Chase, and there's just too many people for me to name, but just, like, tons and tons of people, and everyone's incredible. I really can't think of anyone who I don't like, and, you know, you have squabbles, whatever, now and again, but you know, if you're going to have, like, an argument, why are you when you can fight it out in a game? And that's something you can do with Apocalypse. You get together with some friends, and you just go at it. And with the event at Battleground, it's really fun because my friend Murph is playing, and my friend Steve is playing. And then I have another friend, Steve, but I don't call him that. I call him by his last name, which I'm not going to put out on the air for his privacy. But Murph and my other friend Steve both play Space Wolves. Well, Murph is playing good Space Wolves. My other friend Steve is playing traitor Space Wolves. So there's already been talk about, like, in the middle of the game, which there's, like, these objectives and stuff they have to get in order to win. But during the game, if their armies see each other, they don't care. They're going to forget all the objectives and just go at each other. And that's something Space Wolves would do. The good ones would be like, hey, there's one traitor Space Wolf. Let's send four entire legions of our Space Wolves to go kill them. And we don't care if they all die. We just have to get that one guy. Well, if there's an entire army, clearly, an army of good Space Wolves is going to be like, traitor Space Wolves, we must kill. Go now. And that kind of stuff is just really awesome. Plus, this event's been a great way for people to paint up and buy new product that they wouldn't have necessarily bought otherwise. Plus, they're able to paint up things they've had for a long time. My friend Steve has a Thunderhawk, and it was kind of painted in Dark Angels colors because he was playing Dark Angels for a while. But he switched over to a new army, the Howling Griffins, and he was like, well, I want to paint it in Howling Griffins colors. Well, it's taken him a while, but he's done it, and it looks really good. I know other people, like my friend Murph, he was like, hey, let's go buy a Baneblade because the new one's really awesome, and I want to get one and paint it up. So he's like, Baneblade, and he went ahead and did that. And I don't think he's using another game because he's playing Space Wolves and Baneblades and not for Space Marines. But he got it. And then another friend of mine, actually a friend through my friend Steve, is my friend Ian. And he likes to play all sorts of crazy 40K stuff, and he was kind of, you know, not getting into the 40K thing for a while. Didn't really agree with things GW were doing, so he's a big fan of War Machine. But with Apocalypse and some other changes in customer service, he thought to himself, and I agree, that GW is trying to improve and become better, so he was going to give him another chance. So he picked up a Baneblade too, and he's like, Baneblade is awesome. And it is. It's a really great kit, and a lot of people are going to be playing with them. There's a guy who's on the Imperium side, who, if you come down to the event, and I hope you do, because I'll be there, and a lot of people I know will too, but if you come down, you see there's going to be a Titan on the table too. It's not often you get to go see a game of 40K played where you get to see super heavies like Baneblades or Thunderhawks or Titans on the table. And, you know, kind of got away from what I wanted to talk about with this, but to bring it back around with the event, the table is gigantic, and it makes sense when you think of how many people will be playing. To give you an idea of the setup, there's two long tables. I wish I had the measurements. And I was there last night, so I should have took them. But I did it, so I apologize. But they're basically from the front of the store all the way back to the cash register, which is halfway back. And if you go to battlegroundgames.com, you'll be able to see pictures of the store on the front page. So you'll be able to see the area I mean. And that's the front section where most tabletop gaming happens. But they took, looks like four gaming tables worth, basically, in length, and put that on one side on the left. And then on the right side, they mirrored that, so it's the same. And then in the middle, there's this big board, big table in the middle. That's the city. That connects the left and the right tables together. And if you're playing as an Imperial player, you get the city, and you get basically a couple feet out from the city. Then there's a one-foot no-man's land. And then on the other side of that, to the edge of the tables, is Chaos. There's all sorts of armies playing in this. Of course, there's Space Marines, and there's Chaos, Imperial Guard. I think there's a Witch Hunter's army. I know there's Necrons going to be in it. There might be Tau. The point is, there's all sorts of armies and all sorts of models. It's going to be huge. Everyone's bringing at least 3,000 points of models. Just think of how many Terminators that is. And it's going to be a lot of fun. People who are playing in it, getting like free pizza and stuff like that as part of their entry fee. And like the rest of us, we get to fend for ourselves. But there's going to be enough of us there, you know, just observing. And, you know, things will work out. Get together, get a pizza or something, you know. But the game will be really good. I think it's supposed to go until 10 or 11. Depends on how long the turns are. And just to kind of do a run through of how the game's supposed to happen. I'm not saying that's how it will. But to start off the game, each side bids how much time it'll take for them to set up. So if you say, we can set up in 20 minutes, and the other side says, well, we can set up in 15, the other side gets to go first because they bid the lowest amount of time. And they have to put as many full units as they can on the table in that amount of time. Any units that are not full or did not make it onto the table are reserves, and they get to come in on turn 2 or 3. Turn 1 is set up. Turn 2, you get to bring in reserves if you want, whether it's, you know, drop pods, things deep striking, or just coming on table edge or whatever. Turn 3, whatever reserves is left have to come in, no matter what. It's expected that the game will last 3 or 4 turns. There's been some talk that the first turn is going to be like 3 hours, just, you know, setting up and all that kind of stuff. Turn 2 is probably going to be even longer because that's when a lot of the action is going to take place. You know, movement and then fire. A lot of these guns, especially on the super heavies, can shoot a long range away. Whereas, you know, something with the Titan, it has a minimum range. So if it's in the middle of the board, it can't shoot anything really close to it. But far away, it can hit like whatever. So no matter where you are on the board, you're going to be getting hit with stuff. You're going to be able to shoot at stuff. There's just going to be all sorts of carnage. It's going to be a really, really good event. I hope you come. It's going to be really good for the store. Hopefully there's going to be a lot of purchases made. I know there's been a lot of purchases made up to the event, and hopefully there'll be more after the event. It's a great way to support, you know, your local stores, and Battleground Games is not my closest store, but it's the store I call home. It's a great store, great staff, and just everyone there is incredible. And so seeing something like this is a nice way to say, hey, let's go play, help out the store, and at the same time, have fun. And it's just like a great community event. If you're interested in going to the event, we have directions on our blog about this in our show notes. A lot of it depends, you know, what direction you're coming from and everything. But this is also on the official Battleground Games website. So if you go to battlegroundgames.com, and then if you click on location, it's right on the main screen, you're going to see that Battleground Games is on Route 18 in Abington. It's right over the line from South Weymouth, which you can do by going 128 south towards the Cape. And you just keep on going straight. It's on exit 16B, which takes you onto Route 18. And it's like 3 miles or maybe four up on the left. You're going to go past the South Shore Hospital and some stuff like that. And there's a Mary Lou's in like the little strip mall kind of thing that Battleground's in. And Battleground's right there. There's going to be a lot of cars. I suggest you get there early because parking's going to be a pain. Plus, standing room in the store is going to be really limited. And if you're planning to shop at Battleground that day, not that I don't want you to shop at Battleground, and I don't want to take business away from Derek, but it's going to be really, really tight and packed. There's going to be a lot going on. The entire front of the store where most of the product is, all the board games and the 40K stuff and the War Machine stuff and the role-playing books like D&D and stuff, that's where this is happening. This event's right up in the front. So you're going to have to think about how you're going to shop at the store that day. It's not impossible. It's just going to be different. So keep that in mind when you go. And remember, just have a lot of fun. I'll be there. And I'm starting to repeat myself, which is my internal way of saying, well, I think I'm done with this topic. I thought I'd have more to say, but you know, what can you say? It's more of a, you got to be there to see it kind of event. I know there's going to be a lot of pictures taken, maybe some video too. That's going to be put up on the Battleground website. I'm trying to get some of that myself, too, to put up on the blog to share all that with you. So, as I said, the big event is this Saturday. That's January 5th, I believe. Yes, January 5th. Sorry, just had my calendar again. So, it'll be January 5th, Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. at Battleground Games in Abington, Mass. Head on over to our show notes because you can get directions. Or if you want to call the store, you can reach them for directions, too. The store phone number is 781-261-9669, and everyone who works there should have information about the event. Everyone knows about it. But if you want, you can either talk directly to Chase, he usually works at night, or the owner, Derek. They've been most involved with this, but everyone there knows about the event and can give you information about it or how to get there. So come on down to the event. I'll see you. And remember, this is a great way to kick off the gaming year of 2008. So I hope to see you there. And at this point in the show, we're kind of winding down. So just want to say that we're hoping to do our next episode next Thursday, January 6th, 2008. And I'm trying to do episodes every Thursday, it looks like. That seems to be the best way for me to do it. So we're going to see how that goes. Try to stick to it as much as possible. I know before we were doing 2 episodes per week, and that's kind of a bit much now for me. So I've had a cutback, unfortunately, and just do 1 episode a week. So you'll see us again next Thursday, January 6th. I spent an entire segment of the show about this, but I'm going to say it again. Give us feedback. We need it. It makes the show better. You can send it to us on our contact page. You can find it on our blog. And our website is wargamingforums.com. It has all the show notes and updates. We'll see you Thursday. Remember, keep on gaming. Thanks. Bye.